Petersfield's Shine Radio.
In Petersfield's local news, Petersfield enters election week with candidates continuing to campaign locally. The Petersfield Climate Action Network Eco Fair returns later this month. A popular music festival near Cheriton wants to expand. And we've got this week's results for the East Hants Community Lottery. I'll have details of those Petersfield stories after the national and world news.
Serving the Petersphere with a brighter mix of great music and local information. This is Petersfield's Shine Radio.
A Reform UK election candidate has turned his back on the party and defected to the Conservatives. Liam Booth Isherwood, who is standing in Erewash, has said he is now suspending his campaign and endorsed the local Conservative candidate, Maggie Throop, instead. In his statement, he said there is a significant moral issue in parts of the party following what he called reports of widespread racism and sexism. A climate charity are calling for the next government to invest in a fleet of luxury electric coaches to reduce car use and carbon emissions across the UK. The report also called on the next government to deliver 300 miles of bus lanes on England's motorways and major A roads by 2030. Max Wakefield from the climate charity Possible said they'd like to see the government develop an integrated system.
We have some great private coach providers already, and we'd like to see the government working with them, but also working with, for example, local councils, working with key tourist hotspots, working with sites that people want to visit to go on holiday.
The French far-right National Rally Party is forecast to have a strong lead in the first round of legislative elections, exit polls suggest. Voters across mainland France have begun casting their ballots in the first round of an exceptional parliamentary election that could put the country's government in the hands of nationalist far-right parties for the first time since the Nazi era. The outcome of the two-round election will conclude on the 7th of July. The Pearson School Report 2024 has found that 1.5 million children have difficulty engaging in their learning. Sharon Haig, Managing Director, explains the reasons why children have said they struggle to engage.
Firstly, it's about understanding. They described, you know, not feeling clever enough or not feeling like they could engage in the same way as the other students in the lesson. You know, nearly 20% of the children that struggle a lot to engage told us that they felt hungry in lessons.
And England have beaten Slovakia 2-1 and will play Switzerland in the quarterfinals of Euro 2024. From Radio News Hub, I'm Grace McIntosh.
Radio Works.
Climate change, the loss of natural habitats and the use of pesticides has led to a significant decline in the UK's native pollinators. Here's Dr. Heather Barrett-Mould from Pollinating London Together to explain.
We're calling on members of the public to help us stop the decline in our native pollinators, like bees and butterflies, by joining London's first pollinator count today. You can get involved simply by downloading something called the Fit Count app. You can also visit pollinatinglondontogether.com.
Petersfield's local news.
I'm Gareth Boys at Petersfield's Shine Radio. Petersfield enters election week with candidates continuing to campaign locally. These six candidates standing in East Hampshire have all pushed leaflets through Petersfield letterboxes. Stephen Martin has been looking at what they say.
In his leaflets, Conservative candidate Damien Hines says his focus is on schools and skills, and he promises investment in the NHS and the police. Matthew Kellerman for Reform UK says for him the election is about immigration, and his party will also end illegal working. The Green Party candidate is Richard Knight. In his leaflets, he pledges to fight for action on the climate and also social reform. Hampshire Independent Jim Makin stands against what he calls unelected government and global corporations. The Lib Dems' Dominic Martin says integrity and public service drive his agenda. He says his party would sort out sewage and build affordable homes. And in her doordrops, Labour candidate Lucy Sims says the cost of living is among issues her party would tackle if elected.
The Petersfield Climate Action Network Eco Fair returns for its first biannual event. After a successful event 2 years ago on one of the hottest days in July 2022, the Pecan event is back. Joe Gray caught up with trustee Louise Bevan.
We've got lots of lovely things for children, actually, this year. We've got Faye, the town crier, who's going to do some lovely storytelling. We noticed that we ran out of food last time, so we've tried to get more food and drink stalls. What we absolutely don't want is this sense of you must do this. What we want is an atmosphere of have you considered this? And perhaps you could try this and bring people into the conversation about how we can celebrate and help towards greater earth-friendly living.
And there were so many people there with really useful, handy advice that, you know, that's small right. changes. Right. It doesn't have to be the big things.
That's absolutely right.
The Eco Fair will be in the same place on Petersfield Heath on Sunday, the 14th of July. A popular music festival near Cheriton wants to expand. While all eyes may be on Glastonbury, the Boomtown Festival wants permission to welcome an additional 11,000 music lovers. Organisers say their licence already allows for 77,000 people, but its planning permission is limited at 66,000. A public consultation attracted residents from around Cheriton to the Flower Pots Inn on Tuesday and Wednesday. It comes after a previous application was withdrawn after objections. Local people said they were concerned about disruption to village life and the noise created by the festival. We've got this week's results for the East Hants Community Lottery. Here's Elise with the results.
This week's winning numbers are 3, 6, 8, 4, 0 and 3. You can support your community by taking part in the East Hants Community Lottery, which fundraises for a variety of good causes, including our very own Shine Radio. Here's some of the others who also benefit. Petersfield Community Centre, Artscape and Liss Infant School Parent Teacher Association. Go to easthantslottery.co.uk to find out more about the local community lottery.
Petersfield's weather with Hector's, where gentlemen and now ladies can step out in style, whatever the weather.
Good morning from the Shine Radio Weather Desk. Turning colder and cloudier today across the Petersphere. Expect clouds appearing in the morning and sticky around for most of the day, although there is a small chance of sun between 6 and 8am. Winds are light and from the northwest, resulting in temperatures to drop to around 18 degrees. High tide today in Portsmouth will be at 8:31pm at 4.37 metres. Low tide this afternoon at 1:25. Then the sun sets behind the clouds at 9:22 with a warm and cloudy night to follow. And the outlook for Tuesday in Petersfield, warm and cloudy with just a little sunshine. Have a good day.
Travel news. Driven by Petersfield Used Car Centre.
Hi, it's Vicky with today's travel update. Barrow Hill Farm Lane, that's closed today with a diversion in place via Ramdean Road. And there's two-way lights in place on East Meon Road today as well. That's whilst Open Reach carry out work. Winchester Road and Frenchman's Road, both of those have got multiway lights in place today, so delays are likely this side of town. Hartingham Road is closed with a diversion in place via Rogate Road. And Andlers Ash Road has multiway lights in place today. Work also continues on Petersfield Road in Berriton. But that's it though. If I'm not saying what you're seeing, you can always phone or WhatsApp me on Petersfield 555 500 or email team at shineradio.uk.
Travel news from across the Petersphere is driven by Petersfield Used Car Centre on the Winchester Road in Strood. Songs that shine forever. And the brightest tunes of today. Great music and local information, only from Petersfield's Shine Radio.